You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul. Yeah, I was wondering.
I thought for sure you were going to say Pablo.
Yeah, that pause got you, huh?
It did get me, yeah. And then you just went with Paul. Anyways, and I'm Rob. Welcome to episode number 876. So glad that you're hanging with us today. Got another very, very interesting question. It's going to stir probably some controversy and some people's responses to the podcast, which is always interesting, and we always look forward to hearing from you.
YOLO.
And send in your own question. What controversial question can you send in that maybe we'll get on the air? We'd love to hear from you.
But don't talk about politics because we don't care. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
We like to keep things happy.
We don't want to go there. That's for sure. Not on this show. There are other shows.
It is true.
For that subject matter. It's
true.
This is not it.
That is true.
But AskDroneU.com, we'd love to hear from you.
Definitely, we would love to hear from you. We're excited about today's question. We're also excited to continue discussing the power of the Drone You community. I know a bunch of people have been taking their recurrency exams, and they've been really saying how much they appreciated the information on the site. And with that being said, if you need just a quick study of Part 107, check out Drone You. It's going to cost you a measly dollar to literally check out that course. And then there are 33 other courses you can check out if you maybe want to better yourself. Maybe you're the best pilot in the world. Well, maybe you have very little to learn then. I'm not sure. Either way, if you're like me and you realize that we can always better ourselves, then you're in the right place. Check it out, droneu.education. Our Part 107 question today, when must a current remote pilot certificate be in the pilot's personal possession or readily accessible in the aircraft? I'm not sure where I would put I don't know where I would put my card in the aircraft. I could put it on the bottom of an Inspire 2. Anyway.
Tape it?
Yeah. Answers, when acting as crew chief during launch and recovery, only when a payload is carried, or any time when acting as pilot in command, or as a required crew member.
C.
Boom, baby. You got it.
It's one of those things like just have it, period.
All right, well, let's use another one. Here's one that I've seen a lot of people get wrong. A crew conducting surveillance anticipates losing visual line of sight with the SUAS within a small segment of the flight plan. The flight may be conducted using binoculars, must be rerouted to maintain visual line of sight, or must be conducted if the visual line of sight can be maintained for 50% of the route.
I think it'd have to be rerouted, B.
Boom, baby. You're right. A crew conducting surveillance anticipates losing visual line of sight with the SUAS within a small segment of the flight plan. The flight must be rerouted to maintain visual line of sight.
Yeah, that's where we've gotten into that question of can you have multiple people like
daisy chain? No. Nope.
Yeah, daisy chain.
You gotta apply for a BVLOS waiver for that.
Even for a daisy chain.
Sorry. I'm sorry. That was a little dig at the FAA. Come on.
They can take it.
Take it with a grain of salt.
They can take it.
All right, so let's go ahead and play today's question.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Chris at Miami, Florida. I have a couple questions. I was recently contacted by an investigative website business who wanted me to primarily take photos of a property, or they hoped for it to be an empty lot. Apparently, they were doing an investigation on some white-collar politic or something I'm not quite sure of. But I just wanted to know, this empty lot is supposed to be in a private community. Is it okay for me to fly out of the perimeter of the private community over to the residence? Also, is it morally right for me to take these photos? Or should I say, am I within the law to take photos of somebody else's property without their permission for an investigator? Thank you very much, guys. I love your content. Keep bringing it. I hope you guys have a class here in Miami soon. I hope to see you guys soon. Thanks.
Wow, Chris, way to bring it. Thank you for the question. We hope to have a class in Miami sometime soon as well. I wouldn't mind going down there one little bit.
We were talking about doing a class in Florida the first quarter of the year, so probably we'll be doing that.
I think
that.
It'll happen. We need to get down that way for sure.
Do. We went to Atlanta this year.
We did, yeah.
We actually expanded significantly this year.
Yeah, well, we'll be in New York. By the way, if you didn't know that, we're going to be in New York for a mapping class.
Oh, you know what? I want to tell everyone really quick. Okay, you guys know for a very long time I've been really irked at the fact that there is not a single place on our website that you can go to and see all of the upcoming group classes that DroneU is doing or just classes in general. So, for example...
I hadn't even seen that. Looks good.
So, anyway, if you go to... thedroneu.com/droneu-events/, you can see all of our upcoming classes. So we have San Diego on September 28th through 30th. This is a mapping class specifically for mapping golf courses. And then on October 19th through 21st, we're going to be mapping in New York, New York. Then we're going to be doing a mapping training after Worst Fest in Austin, Texas. Then after that, we're going to be doing a subject tracking class literally the next weekend in Phoenix, Arizona. It'll be the last subject tracking class of the year. I know I said that I was going to do that earlier this year, but we have so much damn fun with subject tracking. I mean, how many drone schools throw a class to teach you to literally subject track a boat in an area where you can legally do it, and then they provide you with a $100,000 boat that someone is surfing behind so you can practice and film and then use the footage to sell yourself? I think there's only one, Rob. Anyway, we love it. We love helping people out. And this is a great way for people to really master their skills. So if you want to subject track around a boat and surfing and wakeboarding, then you're going to want to come to that class. Again, you can check out all of our upcoming drone training events, thedroneu.com/droneu-events/. All right, let's play the question.
We did.
Oh, oops.
Got Oopsie. So excited about sharing that page.
I did.
Love it.
I love it.
For a minute, I was like, I almost actually pushed play again.
Wow. Okay. All right. So this is my bad. So he's asking, his question was, can he take pictures of a house that's not his? This all comes down to where you take off and land from. If you take off and land from an adjacent property with permission from the property owner, it's fine. If you take off from public land, it is totally fine. You can take pictures of anyone's house. There is really no law that says that homeowners own their airspace. When it comes to privacy, there was a recent case in New York City where a guy was taking pictures from his high rise into other people's apartments, and he was taking pictures of nude girls. But the district court said because they opened up their curtains and everything was visible, they had no reasonable right to privacy because they're essentially saying, you know, look in. Mm-hmm. So right now, when it comes to privacy law and flying a drone over someone's house, there are no rules. So you are good to essentially take pictures of someone's house. Now, where this gets hairy is if you take off from their property. If you take off from their property without permission, yes, you can be arrested for trespassing. This is actually why we created the Legal Flyer application, because whenever you're working on a film set, you need to have permission to take off and land from the property in order for it to be valid. Many people just do this by word of mouth, but when it comes to film and high dollar jobs where they're checking every single thing, we needed a solution and a contract that would work on the spot. And Legal Flyer is that. So
yeah, and you know, you're talking very much the technical perspective, the legal perspective, which obviously is important. He's also asking about the moral perspective on this, and that's where it gets real deep and hairy, to use the word that you just used. So I don't know. That's going to be a personal decision for everybody, and it kind of depends on what the basis for the flight is, what the person – I mean, there's all kinds of ways to justify doing a flight like this. And I don't know that we'll go too deep into that because everybody's going to have an opinion, which we're happy to hear. But I suspect, like for you, Paul, it's just going to depend on what am I trying to accomplish with this flight. And then based on that scenario, we're going to decide whether it's a go or not from a moral, ethical standpoint.
Agreed.
Right?
Agreed.
So it's 100%. A case by case thing. It's not, I will say this, it's not a definitive no, because technically, legally, sounds like you should be okay.
Yeah, he absolutely should be okay. There's nothing stopping him. If it were me, I'd probably take off from the next street over, so it'd be really hard for someone to find me just because I like doing things like that. That's just me. I don't want to hear someone's stupid opinion about what they think the rights that they have. It's like, unless you've taken the time to educate yourself, your opinion is void. So, but people don't like me saying that.
Educate yourself, and then you can back it up with what you educated yourself with, mm-hmm. right? So documents, case law, whatever. Which I don't think there's a lot about that out there.
Yeah, agreed, 100%. So, all right, guys, well, that is going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.